Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondick in studio with Stacy Anderson, who is development coordinator at the Sioux City Arts Center. Hello and welcome to our studios.
Hi, Gretchen. Thanks for having me today.
Well, Stacy, you're getting ready for Art Cetera 16 at the Art Center, which is coming up on Wednesday, May 18th. And this is a food show, so let's talk about some of the great food that is going to be part of the evening's activities.
Let's do, because that's how the evening begins, with our social from 6 to 7:30, and we have got a great menu planned. It's all butlered. We've got beef tenderloin sliders, shrimp and sausage skewers, crab cakes. You name it, we're going to have it. There's so much. It's pretty extensive.
And then we were talking about food off mic. You mentioned something with raspberries.
Oh, my favorite. The raspberry brie phyllo cups. Oh, my gosh. They are to die for.
So high-end fancy hors d'oeuvres and I presume wines.
Wines and beers, yes.
Wonderful. That gets the evening going. And then folks are going to be treated to an art auction. And what's special about this is it features the work of, oh gosh, how many artists in the Siouxland region?
Yes, well, we have over 60 artworks, and every single one of them is by a local or regional artist, which really aligns well with our mission. We really like to support our regional artists.
And the Art Center does a great job with that. So this is going to be what? Everything? Pottery, oil painting, sculpture, all of the above?
All of the above, yes. We have definitely a few ceramic pots. We also have, like you said, the watercolor, the oils, the paintings, sculptures. I'm trying
not
to recall
so
one. I've got a couple. Yes, yes, okay. I do, actually. Steve Elliott. I've got a sculpture by him.
And who are some of the artists that you can talk about that are represented in the activities that evening?
Oh my gosh, we have so many. I mean, we've got, like you said, local artists. So we've got like your Karen Chesterman, Jenny Bai, Amy Foltz, Rick and Ron Johns, Mark Avery. I mean, the list goes on and on. A lot of local from the Siouxland area.
And so these are folks that have a lot of recognition. I love Karen Chesterman's work. I want one of her paintings.
Desperately.
They're so beautiful, and they're just drenched with color. And oh, I love her work. So for folks who are interested in maybe collecting some art, they can do that. But this will also be part of an exhibition that will be continuing at the Art Center.
Correct. It's actually a 10-week exhibition. So the fundraiser is the opening night of that exhibition, and all of the works remain up for the entire 10 weeks. And anything that is not sold that evening is there for post-purchase. You can stop in the Art Center, but of course that will take you a minute, although it's a great opportunity to come in and look at everything that the Art Center has to offer. But obviously the other ways is by phone, 279-6272, or our website, siouxcityartcenter.org.
All right, Stacy, and that is Wednesday, May 18th from 6 to 9, starting off with some fabulous hors d'oeuvres and wine. And then the auction and exhibition will continue at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
About 7:45.
7:45. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a really super fun event, and I hope you have a good turnout. And nice to see you again, Stacy. Thank you so much for coming out and talking about Art Cetera 16.
Yeah, well, thank you for your support, as always. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Stacy Anderson, Development Coordinator at the Sioux City Arts Center, and I'm Gretchen Gondek for Siouxland Public Media.